Welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Donnie Witten.
I'm Danny C. The Rockle.
I'm John Condon.
And I'm Michael Lee.
That's a lot harder to do nowadays.
Why?
I did it in one breath.
Okay.
So near the end of it, I'm like, just say your name. This week's topic, or I guess the new topic, is summer movies for 2013. There's a big slate of summer movies. In fact, Mike wrote them all down.
Not all of them.
Almost all of them.
Almost all of them.
Oh,
and we're going to be talking about the movies that come out this summer, as well as our favorite summer movies from the past. I think we've actually talked about your most anticipated movies for the rest of the year. This time we've limited it to summer, so you can only talk about crappy movies.
Excellent.
Yay.
Possibly crappy movies.
Yay.
Here's hoping.
All right, so let's start then.
All right, so are we going to just walk through the rest of the summer? Or actually, Mike, you have... This is for summer movies of all time, right?
I have both.
Okay, so let's
talk about your honorable mentions for 2013, then.
Okay.
In fact, this is just going to be a list episode, so we're just going to go through our most five anticipated summer movies of 2013, and then our top five summer movies of all time.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we all prepared for that?
Mostly.
No.
I got one.
Okay.
John will talk about the same one five times. Okay, go with your honorable mentions, because this time I did not do that thing.
Okay, my honorable mentions for the 2013 summer season, Erased.
What is that?
It's an Aaron Eckhart movie.
Aaron Eckhart is a badass.
He plays a CIA agent.
You mean,
agent,
is this that Frankenstein movie he's making? Frankenstein?
No.
Oh.
He plays a CIA agent, and he
goes to
work one time, and his department is entirely gone. And he tries to figure out what's going on, and he's been blacklisted.
This sounds like a movie that Liam Neeson's supposed to be in.
Right?
But they couldn't afford Liam Neeson, so they got Aaron Eckhart, because there's no Battle Los Angeles 2.
My notes here specifically say, it seems pretty cliche. But then again, Eckhart really impressed me in Battle Los Angeles.
Oh my god.
He was the best part of the movie. The only good part.
Was he the best part of The Dark Knight, especially that last section where he's Two-Face?
Meh.
Spoiler.
I actually enjoyed him more in Battle L.A.
I actually enjoyed him a lot in Thank You for Smoking.
I actually did not enjoy Battle Los Angeles.
What about Thank You for Smoking?
I did enjoy Thank You for Smoking.
Yeah.
Did you know Aaron Eckhart is also in a movie called I, Frankenstein, where he plays Frankenstein?
I do now.
Is that coming this year, or is it just coming up?
This year.
Wow.
In October.
Here's my thing with Battle L.A. I was expecting less than nothing from that movie.
I was expecting nothing.
I was expecting less than nothing from that movie.
That was my problem.
You said you're
clearly expectations. We had this discussion before in that episode, Single Guys in Museums, where you said, there's your problem.
Yeah.
You had expectations.
Yeah.
This time I didn't.
Yeah, you gotta go lower.
Like when you go
remember, guys, Mike is the guy who did enjoy The Librarian.
All three of them.
All three of them. And now that I think about it, I think Spirit of Destiny was in two.
Thanks, Mike.
Continuity issues.
Because, you know, the third one was about vampires.
No, I meant as in we talked about this in an episode we record tomorrow.
Oh. Don't worry, we'll just fix it with the new 52.
Fix it in post.
Fix it in post.
Some lady with some weird face tattoos has been... Okay, that's too obscure. Let's keep going.
Another one of my honorable mentions goes to Penguins 3D. It's a David Attenborough documentary on penguins.
Does it surprise you that he would...
My problem is it's in 3D. Yeah.
That is better than Happy Feet.
That's true.
Two, or one, or Happy Feet. I'm glad there's no more Happy Feet.
What was the one about the penguin who wanted to go surfing?
Happy Feet.
That
surfs
was Happy
up.
Feet? Surfs Up?
Happy Feet, Surfs Up. Surfs
it was just
up.
Called Surfs Up, wasn't it?
Surfs
so you,
Up.
Yeah. You both watched the Happy Feet?
The first one.
Why in the world did you watch Happy Feet?
Because people said it was good. People are wrong.
You listen to
a lot.
I can tell you for a fact that people are wrong at least half the time.
I'm not even going to touch that comment.
You are bringing up very obscure movies. Continue, please.
Next honorable mention is Much Ado About Nothing.
Who's
the Joss Whedon movie?
Joss Whedon.
With everyone that Joss Whedon knows that could be affordable.
Pretty much.
That he could afford for the movie. They shot it in 10 days or something.
It's got Agent Coulson.
It's in black and white. Loki kills him.
It's got Agent Coulson and Nathan Fillion.
Loki kills him.
Nathan Fillion? Wow. That's some serious hate.
I didn't think anyone would kill him.
And then they use the bloodied playing cards to tell them it's all Much Ado About Nothing.
You know, I don't remember that being the kind of version, actually. of Much Ado About Nothing.
Do you think that would be pretty cool? Just to, like, have Samuel L. Jackson show up and just say, "That's Much Ado About Nothing."
Or it's like, "You don't know about the bigger Shakespeare universe. Let me tell you about the Comedy Initiative.
Titus."
That's in the series, but okay.
The Twelfth Night.
That's a comedy, that's true. I don't know why it's called a comedy, but it's a comedy.
King Lear.
That's a comedy.
Out, Vile Jelly.
I don't know exactly what line I was thinking of. Vile Jelly. Anyway, Mike, keep going.
I swear, if there's no Vile Jelly lines in Much Ado About Nothing, I'm going to be pretty upset.
I don't think Sam Jackson's in that movie.
Well, why not? Sam Jackson's been like every movie.
I bet it happens after the credits.
Oh, it's the Shakespeare stinger.
I want to tell you about the Shakespeare Initiative. That's awesome. They should do that.
He will return.
They should have all the Shakespeare characters on a super team.
What?
Most of them are dead, but still, they can bring them back. Continue, Mike.
Next on the list is R.I.P.D.
I'm excited about that because it's ripped.
It's the dude from Tron plus Green Lantern slash Deadpool plus Lopan slash Mr. Ping in a Western.
So Ryan
Reynolds
and
James Hong.
No. I know James Hong is in it. Also, I forgot the other one. Oh, it's Gareth Hedlund from Tron Legacy. Right? No, you're talking about Jeff Bridges. Okay, yes.
Is Gareth Hedlund in this too?
No, he has no career.
Oh,
that's
a good one. Yeah. Mr.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's going to have actual like Chinese people in a Western. It's not
this movie
be
is
Nights.
Basically going to make no money.
Probably.
It's Cowboys and Aliens without a marketing department. Or money.
Oh, that's bad.
And next honorable mention, just because it had to go on the list, is the Wolverine.
Otherwise known as Fool Me Once.
Exactly. I did Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Did you know that James Mangold is the director of this one?
I didn't know that Mangold was a real name. I thought it was one of those things that you just make up.
He's the director of 310 to Yuma. 310 to Yuma?
Like, did you know that Goldfinger is a real last name? I know people with the last name Goldfinger. It's like,
really? I heard not last name. I heard ass name. And I was like, Goldfinger, ass name.
Well, that makes sense.
Huh.
All right, keep going.
Basically, the only thing I'm really looking forward to is a possible cameo from McAvoy and Fassbender. Just to return the favor.
What movie are we talking about?
The Wolverine. Because Fassbender is...
Oh, that's right, that's right. No.
Yeah, it's not
no.
And the last movie on my honorable mention list is Two Guns.
God.
You're talking about the Denzel Washington movie with the other white guy.
Yes. Yeah. Again, I'm afraid it'll fall under tons of cliches, but it looks pretty fun because Denzel actually seems to get a chance to laugh the way he never does lately.
I'm trying to think of the last time I saw him laugh in a movie, actually. Oh, yeah, that was a real high-spirited picture.
Flight. The movie about alcoholism.
Yes.
Yeah, tons of laughs there.
All right. Anyway.
If they make a sequel, will it be called Three Guns or Two Guns 2?
Two Guns 2 Furious.
You're hoping they'll make a sequel?
I just want to know the name.
I don't care about style. Four Guns. Four Guns.
Do you remember that joke from Unforgiven about Two Gun Bob?
I can't remember Unforgiven very well. What was it?
It's the fact that he didn't actually have two guns, just his dick was so big that he called it a gun.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Spoilers for a movie from
1997?
Somewhere in the 90s.
Yeah. Like maybe 94? Okay. Unforgiven's a good movie.
I haven't seen it.
It's a really good movie.
Oops.
Yeah, that's a real spoiler, sure.
It was spoiler for a joke.
Well, while we're at it,
the look on John's face, like, seriously, we're going this far now?
It's been a year since we got it.
It's to get to the other side, John.
Yes. Oh, I forgot. We're not sitting next to each other. Don't change that, Mike.
All right,
what else is on your list?
It's going to take a while. That's all my honorable mentions.
We're going to go through our list of the top five summer movies from 2013. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right. Why don't you start, John?
Well, you'll leave with your top one.
Oh, for 2013?
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
You don't actually want it to watch any of the movies this summer?
No, not really.
Interesting.
Okay.
He has his all-time list of one.
What about you, Dom?
Okay, so...
What about Dom?
All right, number five is going to be Iron Man 3.
Shane Black.
Because I'm told that it's taking a lot from a couple of arcs that have been introduced to me.
They're not. That rumor is incorrect.
We're talking about
Extremis.
Okay, so that's down to one arc where, where she gets... it's the post-Civil War one where Pepper becomes Rescue.
But she's not. She goes in an Iron Man suit, not in the Rescue suit.
Oh, okay.
Spoilers for a movie that we haven't seen. But we know what happens in it.
I don't.
Oops. Don't worry, it's a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke. We're just spoiling.
It's a spoiler for joke. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I also greatly enjoy how people are like, why is Sir Ben Kingsley playing the Mandarin? He's not Asian. It's like, actually, he kind of is. He's half Indian. And people are like, oh, I guess he's... Okay.
I guess he's sufficiently Asian.
I guess he's Asian enough. But the Mandarin is a Chinese stereotype. I'm not going to argue that one. It's just there.
I don't even think they're going to refer to him as the Mandarin. They're just going to call him, like, the leader of the Ten Rings.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
he wears sunglasses. That makes him cool.
Maybe they'll refer to him as...
the leader of the Ten Rings.
No, just as...
Gandhi.
You know, yeah, I was going to say, it's like, just like in every other trailer, they'll refer to him as Academy Award winner Sir Ben Kingsley. Just like in the Blood Rain trailer.
In Iron Man. Oh, my God. You had to bring this up.
Sorry.
Do you know the actress's name for Blood Rain?
No. I don't know.
I just know her last name is Loken. I don't know why.
All right, so anyway...
I can't tell you who the Prime Minister of Britain is right now, but I can tell you the actress in Blood Rain. Her last name is Loken.
So anyway, that's my number
Sandra?
Five.
Sandra
Loken? I thought you were trying to name the Prime Minister of Britain.
I actually don't know the current one.
Yeah, neither do I.
All right. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch all the Iron Man movies until they are actually bad. Like, the second one wasn't good, but it wasn't quite bad either.
It was bad.
It wasn't sufficiently bad.
It wasn't sufficiently bad, no. I guess. I don't know.
I went in with expectations.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's your problem.
See, I tried to clear my mind of the first Iron Man when I went into Iron Man 2, and that seems to work okay-ish, but still, yeah, it's definitely, you know, not as good. So I'm going in there with a lack of expectations. Okay, well, I'm going to move on to my number four.
I thought we were going to go to Danny's number five.
Oh, okay. Danny, do you have number five?
That would be my number five. I have to put an order to these now.
Just pick one.
Just pick
sure,
one.
World War Z. I'm bored.
Really? World War Z?
Really?
Did you ever read the book?
No.
You need to read the book.
Okay.
Then he'll have expectations.
He does not need to.
Then you'll
see the problem.
Should I read the book, which will obviously be better?
Or should you watch the movie first and then read the book?
Here are the two scenarios. He watches the movie without reading the book and has an okay time.
Watching Brad Pitt in an action movie.
Or he reads the book, watches the movie, has a bad time, or he forgets both things and has maybe an okay time.
I'd like to think I have a fairly baseline time to get anything that I've done. Yes.
I'm pretty sure the number three option is as bad in any kind of sense. So, you know, is he drinking too much to have a blackout? What's going on?
There's an argument to be had for forgetting everything that you know, being unable to create new memories, yet still having a full and complete life.
I think there's an opportunity to go into watching World War Z and having no expectations.
Lower than no expectations.
Lower than no expectations, and maybe being okay with it.
Now you're getting it.
Because it is directed by Mark Forster, the director of The Kite Runner and Quantum of Solace.
Mm.
I thought Quantum of Solace was the bad one.
It was.
It is.
Well, still my number five, for lack of a better choice. And I'm glad it's at the bottom now.
It's the zombie Quantum of Solace.
Quantum of Zombies. Ooh.
Oh, that's deep.
With the Kite Runner.
But yeah, I guess if you go see it, then go see it without reading the book first then, because you shouldn't...
Don't even think there's a book.
Don't even imagine there's a book.
Don't even imagine you've never seen a movie in your lifetime. Like, you didn't know they had movies.
Setting the bar.
This is what you should do before seeing the movie World War Z.
How do you even get to lower than zero? Then I've never seen a movie before in my life.
You sit in the theater, think, "Damn, I wish I was in a bar."
Yeah, because that's totally where Danny always wants to be.
That'll be my
No, but here's the thing:
watch all the bad movies,
Danny. You want to, before you go into World War Z with Brad Pitt, you need to watch War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise.
I've seen that.
Because they are exactly the same movie.
I was going to say, that was my primary frame of reference.
But with Brad Pitt instead of Tom Cruise, and with zombies instead of aliens. That is all.
When you put it that way, I should probably just wait until it's on television then.
Yes. Yes, you should.
So, Mike, what's your number five?
My number five is RAD2.
Oh, nice.
Red 2?
Yep. Because old people kick ass.
Yeah.
Why do you just call it RED?
Because it stands for
Retired
and Extremely Dangerous.
Oh.
You didn't watch the first one, did you?
I did. I fell asleep.
Oh, there you go.
Did you read the original Warnell stuff, though?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the
movie. Oh, it doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
It's not even close.
It's just, like
it's just old people.
Do they add new old people?
I think it's all the old people.
Well,
oh.
If you go by, like, the
there's no Alan Arkin
shadow kind of thing, you see more actors on there, so...
Well, yeah, that's just the trailer for The Expendables 3, actually, with all those old action guys.
I'm pretty sure Red was on there. The poster for it?
Yeah.
Well, it's all the same anyway.
So, who was it in the original? I really want to remember Dame Judi Dench in the original Red.
That's not
Judi
Dench.
It's not
Judi
Dench.
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren.
A different queen. Different queen.
Different queen. Sorry. Different queen. I got it now. Helen Mirren.
You're mixing up your queen.
Like my movie award-winning queens. All right, sorry. Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren. Also Academy Award winning Helen Mirren.
Yes.
But not Dame Helen Mirren.
My number five I want to see with Dom.
Because
I know he was going to have a good time.
Uh-oh. What is it?
It's The Conjuring.
What?
A horror movie from the directors of Insidious, James Wan,
okay.
Who also did Saw.
Huh.
I really want to see this movie. It's just a simple horror movie with, you know, paranormal concepts. But from a director I totally trust, because I really liked Insidious. And
yeah.
Dom, you could probably watch it and not sleep for two nights.
No, Insidious is pretty good.
I actually
saw
the night that I played Amnesia.
You don't like Insidious?
No, I
like
Insidious.
Oh,
I
like Insidious.
Say, I was like, that's a pretty good
It has
movie,
a really
so
cool concept at the end. It's not that scary. I mean, you'll sleep for probably two nights. You won't sleep for two nights, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe three.
I can live with that. I can live
with
that.
So let's see it.
Yeah. Okay.
What about your number four?
My number four is actually Romeo plus Juliet 3. I mean Moulin Rouge 2. I mean The Great Gatsby.
Oh? Huh?
You mean you're just
Gatsby.
Listing Baz Luhrmann's movies?
Because they
Where's Australia?
Look- Sorry.
Where's Australia?
Australia 4.
They don't have enough budget to make three more of those.
But this is the thing. I trust Leonardo DiCaprio as an actor. Which is something that I didn't think I would say after watching Romeo plus Juliet, honestly.
That was a long time ago.
It was a really long time ago. But anyway, like, I trust him as an actor, especially after seeing things like, you know, Django Unchained and things like that. It's like,
and the movie with the brain scientist.
What?
I mean, Brain Detective.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Sorry. Totally screwed
the
that
brain
one
stealer.
Up.
The dream stealer.
Dream thief.
Dream thief thing. But yeah, I actually, I like Leonardo DiCaprio. I think that The Great Gatsby is kind of an overrated book, but I am looking forward to seeing this version of it, where you get to see sort of how empty the lives of that are and everything.
In 3D.
No, not in 3D.
You get to see the empty lives of these people in 3D.
It's like you're almost there.
It's in 3D. It's shot in 3D.
I don't want to watch it in 3D.
It has Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Does it? Oh, yeah, it does have Tobey Maguire in it. That's right.
Where was that going? I thought you were going to say Antonio Banderas all of a sudden.
Too sexy. No! No, don't do it, Antonio Banderas. But I must.
Oh my god. Wow, I didn't know that he was going to know this.
What, Jimmy Fallon in Saturday Night Live as Antonio Banderas?
Yes.
So how you call it? Sure. I really do want to see
Baz
Luhrmann's version of this story, because I think he actually is a good fit for the director of this movie.
I wish that Baz Luhrmann would make a Dazzler movie.
The X-Men character?
Yes.
About the empty lives of a mutant rock star?
In 3D.
In 3D, oh boy.
Disco rock star.
Disco rock star? Oh, jeez. Okay.
We're sorry.
Let's keep moving. Keep moving now, I've gotten sad.
Alright, since we're...
What
since
movie
we're
is Danny
list?
Going to say that Dom's going to have take offense with?
Since we're upgrading this to movies that I'm willing to actually watch in the theater... I'll have to go with Trek Into Darkness.
Star Trek
Into Darkness.
Into Darkness.
No, just call it Trek Into Darkness.
Yeah.
When you buy the
Trek
ticket,
Into Darkness sounds
just
cool.
Call it, I want to buy a ticket to Trek Into Darkness. So you mean Star Trek Into Darkness? No. Trek Into Darkness.
Send your expectations lower.
Khan's in it. Even when they tell us it's not Khan. We know it's Khan, because Talia al Ghul.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
That's
geez.
Like a, no explanations behind it, and yet you all knew. Except maybe John doesn't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. So why are you actually looking forward to it?
Khan?
Khan? Khan Noonien Singh?
JJ?
Do you think that that Benedict Cumberbatch will have his chest exposed like Ricardo Montalban?
He does. Where
yeah,
he does
the
wear the same
yeah,
thing.
To, that's the thing. I recently
he wears the Serpentor
so, yeah,
costume.
I have to watch it now.
Okay. The Sherlock. Yeah, Sherlock is, from what I hear, is quite good. I probably should watch it sometime.
It's
okay.
Pretty fun.
It's pretty good.
John? Huh? Okay.
We're not at number one yet.
God, I haven't even heard the things of like...
You haven't heard about Star Trek Into Darkness?
I've heard about all of these.
You've heard about Wolverine?
I don't want to watch any
of
these.
You don't want to watch Star Trek Into Darkness?
No.
Star Trek Into Darkness?
No.
Conjuring?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
You don't want to watch Conjuring?
Oh, maybe I'll watch it at home.
Well, we're not talking about, you know, you have to go to the theaters. At least you just want to watch the movie.
Okay, I don't want to watch it in summer.
Okay.
Mike, you're number four.
Number four is Man of Steel. I'm mostly thankful that we're not getting yet another origin movie. Yet another reboot.
But he's a fisherman.
Yeah.
That's the origin.
Yeah.
Huh?
The first 40 minutes is about him being a fisherman.
It's about him learning to be Superman, but it's not the whole, hey, he comes from another planet, and then he grows up.
Oh, yeah, he's already landed on the planet, and he's a fisherman.
Okay.
All right.
Zack Snyder.
It's an origin story that doesn't cover the same parts that every other origin story has covered.
Zack Snyder.
Snyder's not doing this.
I know. Are you worried about Zack Snyder?
I'm worried about Zack Snyder.
Sucker Punch.
Oh, God, that movie. Rock'em Sock'em, right?
Are you talking about Real Steel?
Oh my god, I'd actually forgot.
That's a weird. Punch. That's weirdly related to Man of Steel because they both say
Steel.
Steel
starts with an S.
And
so.
Steel is a bad movie.
Wow.
Kazam.
The circle.
All right, let's just keep moving then. So, actually, why are you looking forward to Man of Steel?
Superman. Origin not there.
Well, it's part of the Superman story that actually hasn't been covered in movies yet.
Mm-hmm.
And despite the Snyder, I hear there's also the Nolan.
He also doesn't wear red underwear.
Good job. Good job, Superman.
You get to see his bulge.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Because remember what happened in the last Zack Snyder superhero movie with just
Sucker
a
Punch?
CG Willy Wang hanging out there?
You mean Watchmen?
Yeah.
So not the last one.
Sucker Punch wasn't a superhero movie. That was a
prostitution movie.
Yeah,
to an old fantasy world to escape their reality.
Thanks, John.
They have superpowers.
No, they don't have superpowers.
In their fantasy world, they do.
Thanks. So I'm still talking about Watchmen.
Spoiler.
Spoiler starts with an S.
Wait, how's it a spoiler that you get to see Dr. Manhattan's junk?
That's true, huh?
You never saw it coming.
Saw it 37 minutes.
Oh my god, I don't know. I don't want to say something.
I was thinking some of the same things. All right, Kevin, what's
that? Is true.
Kevin, number four. Wait, was it number four or number five?
My
maybe?
Number four is Elysium. That's the new Neil Blomkamp movie. So it's his follow up to District 9.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we haven't seen anything from it, which means it's got to be good, right? Expectations.
Is it a direct sequel?
No. It's
okay.
His follow-up movie.
Okay.
It has Matt Damon shooting cool alien weapons at aliens.
Hmm.
With weapons. Okay, that's all I know about it, actually. That's why I'm excited. Neil Blomkamp.
All right. So,
number three.
My number three is...
Star Trek Into Darkness? Iron Man
really.
3.
No, I already said Iron Man 3.
You could
Jeez.
Say it again.
No, I'm not looking forward to it
you
that
You could
much.
Say it three times.
What? I think it is going to be This Is the End.
Okay.
The just celebrities making fun of themselves movie from the super bad guy. It has my look in the trailer. Michael Cera dies.
That's
always,
weird.
Already is good.
That's a weird way to say it from the super bad guy. Which one? Darkseid?
I hate you. No, but seriously though, it seems like it's actually just honestly going to be funny even without knowing who these celebrities are, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know who Jay Baruchel is or whatever.
Yes, you do.
I know him as the voice for the kid in How to Train Your Dragon.
He was in The Sorcerer's Apprentice, I think.
A movie you
watch
totally watched.
Yeah, I totally watched that one because I love Nicolas Cage movies.
He was in Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Like, for a very brief time, wasn't he? Or no?
He's a main character.
Is he? Oh, that's right. It's just that he's not the Marquis. That's right. I remember that. He's actually more of a main character.
He's not famous enough.
Than Jack Black is. Yeah, he's more of a main character than Jack Black. I forgot about that. Okay. So anyway,
this is the end.
This is the end because I'm just. It seems stupid and funny. So if I just absolutely turn off my brain, then I can enjoy it.
That's all movies.
No, that's not all movies. Some movies force my brain to engage just in self-defense. It's like no, don't turn off. We might never turn back on. You've got to keep watching Dragon Ball Evolution.
I liked Dragon Ball Evolution.
I know you did.
I like Pain Chime.
A lot.
All right, anyway, that's my number three.
My number three is probably Iron Man 3. Because, well, I'm just going to subscribe to the theory that maybe the evil ones just suck. And it's the odd number of movies that we can be sticking to.
So this is a new trend.
Here's hoping.
For Iron Man movies.
I've got a sample size of two, and I'm going to stick with it until I get to three.
So, like, Transformers 3?
Well, I don't know. Transformers qualifies for this, mostly because didn't they all suck?
Yeah. All right, let's keep going.
None of them are good. Some of them actively suck.
At this moment, let's talk about how John feels that Transformers 2 was incredibly violent.
It was?
Yeah, I remember you telling me about how shocked you were when he rips out the guy's spine and whips people with it.
Right,
and you were like, this is for kids. And I was like, I was asleep during that time. We're like, we were watching it in IMAX. We were like in the front where it's the loudest.
Actually,
yep, still asleep.
Can I take a quick aside here and talk about Michael Bay for a little bit?
How much you like him because you watch Bad Boys?
No, because well, here's the thing. When I had my wisdom teeth extracted, my friend Cliff came over with a specific curriculum in mind. He wanted to show me Bad Boys, Bad Boys 2, and then Hot Fuzz. He went straight...
you like Bad Boys 2 the most, didn't you?
After negotiation, we cut out Bad Boys 2. And we only watched the first Bad Boys, followed by Hot Fuzz.
But why would you not watch the bad one? Because it's Bad Boys.
Because it's really bad.
Yes, that was the point.
Yeah.
Says that right in the title.
They destroy the shanty town where the poor people live, and then they laugh about it. Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
Wisdom teeth.
But like even painkillers didn't make Bad Boys any more enjoyable.
You mean Bad Boys 2?
I don't remember Bad Boys 2.
Clearly, you need to watch it.
No one does.
No one does. All right. Let's end my Michael Bay aside.
Good job, Tom.
What's your number three, Mike?
My number three
Bad
is
Boys 3.
The Lone Ranger.
Really?
Really?
I am curious to see if Depp and Verbinski can revive the Western the way they did the pirate movie.
But he spent so much money on trains.
They resurrected the pirate genre from Cutthroat Island.
That's
saying a lot.
I like Cutthroat Island.
Yeah, you and like three other people.
And by the way, the resurrection was very brief, given that only one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies was any good.
The fact that they got other pirate movies greenlit at all is amazing.
There were other pirate movies?
No. But the fact that there was a Pirates 2, Pirates 3?
Oh, in the franchise. You know they're still making Pirates of the Caribbean 5, right?
Yeah.
Number 4 made $1 billion worldwide.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh.
What was
that thing you were saying about people being wrong?
At least half the time.
All right, let's keep going then.
My number three is Much Ado About Nothing.
Really? Huh. Like, are you being honest about this?
No, that is my number three. I'm actually very excited to see this. I like to see a small movie from Joss Whedon because we'll probably never see it again.
Oh, that's true.
And plus the fact that they're going to have that part where Samuel L. Jackson shows up and says, "It's Much Ado About Nothing."
I'm sick and tired of these ado about nothing. No, that didn't work. Sorry.
He's monkey fighting ado, and there's Monday to Friday nothing.
What? Is that the cable version of Lock-In?
Yes,
the network TV version.
Wow. Okay, but anyway, sorry. Did you ever watch Kevin? I'm curious. Did you ever watch the Kenneth Branagh What You Do About Nothing?
I have, with Plank of Wood playing Keanu Reeves.
Well, the thing is that I still consider that
Keanu
Reeves the best movie.
It is one of his best movies.
Because he's actually asked to play a character, and he actually plays a character.
Like in
Plank of Wood.
Like in Constantine.
All right, anyway. But yeah, I mean...
What's your number two?
My number two is... Oh, crap. I almost forgot it.
It's Star Trek Into Darkness.
No, it's Pacific Rim. Because...
Because
Guillermo del Toro basically going, screw it. I want to make a Godzilla movie. But
sometimes it feels like that's all he's ever doing.
Making Godzilla movies?
No, saying, screw it.
That would explain a lot, actually, about his career.
That's technically what he did with The Hobbit. He was like, I'm going to make it. Screw it.
Three movies.
You can make it again, Peter Jackson. Okay, I'm going to throw in everything.
But anyway,
you like big robots?
I like giant robots.
You felt that they were not big enough in Real Steel.
Yeah, that's true. I think you get bigger and like
harder.
I need to upgrade Hugh Jackman to Idris Elba.
You need to what?
Upgrade Hugh Jackman into Idris Elba.
I know who Idris Elba is.
Yeah, because I think that, you know, he's a much more authoritative robot trainer. That Hugh Jackman is.
But I figure in this one, he's just going to be the captain of the ship again, and he's going to do nothing.
Again?
And people are just going to take their helmets off. Unnecessarily.
You're just bitter about Prometheus, aren't you?
Who isn't?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not, because I haven't seen it.
Good job, Mike.
No expectations.
Lower than no expectations.
Okay.
You need that.
All right.
It wasn't
you,
that bad.
You need it to...
You have to go in there with lower than...
Yes, lower than no.
Okay.
But anyway...
It's the best use of staples in a movie. Besides Home Alone 2.
I'm a bit fussy about staples.
That's true. You're talking to a lifelong office worker right here, buddy. He's a stickler for his pens and staplers. I'm sure Office Space is his mantra. It's like, I associate really well with that.
Oh, no, these are surgical staples.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have no professional
opinion. That makes
it
better.
I have no professional opinion on surgical staples.
All right, there we go.
Anyway, that's my number two. I think it's going to be really enjoyable for me. I think it's actually going to be more enjoyable than the original giant robot movies, because those ones are actually really slow feeling now. But anyway, Danny?
Danny's number two is going to be Pacific Rim.
No.
His number one is going to be Pacific Rim. Okay, what's number two going to be?
Because, well...
It takes place at Cal?
Yeah. That's reason enough for me.
Wow, you are very gold and blue.
Did I mention I own exactly one red shirt, and I wore it once, and on that day the Niners lost?
Yeah, that's true.
He's very mad right now.
All right, let's
go. So, Monsters University.
Yes, because, well, it's Pixar, it's Cal, might as well.
Okay, we're almost getting to John. His number one is going to be Pacific Rim.
No. Mike, number two.
My number two is Star Trek Into Darkness with Evil Sherlock.
Playing Khan.
Noonie and Singh.
I'm just hoping to see more fencing from Harold.
Wow, okay.
And more, like, hysterical giggling from Shaun of the Dead. I mean, Nick Angel.
I hope there's more hands becoming big and puffy.
I can fix that.
My number two is Star Trek Into Darkness, otherwise known as the movie with Khan.
Yeah.
So are you going into this one with expectations at all?
Oh, yeah.
Are you actually going into there with the Star Trek 2 expectations?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't see this, but Kevin's shaking his head while he's saying these things.
I keep expecting Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah. Or at least this guy in, like, bright green pastel colors with maybe holding Slim Jims.
Dumbledore Slim Jim!
That's such an old reference.
Well, he's been dead for, like...
Oh, I didn't know he was dead.
He had a heart attack
yeah.
while driving. It was like three or four years ago or something?
At least. It's been a while now.
Yeah. There are listeners right now that weren't even born when those commercials were being aired.
Okay.
I don't think they're listening to us.
Keep going.
They are. They're going to email us.
So, Star Trek Into Darkness.
Star Trek Into Darkness. What's your number one, then? Is it Star Trek Into Darkness?
No.
Is it Pacific Rim?
No.
Wait, you said that for number two. Is it Iron Man 3?
No, I said that for number five. It's The World's End.
Of course.
Because it's the third Cornetto's trilogy movie. With
and
Nick
you
Frost,
know the term.
Simon Pegg.
What about Ant-Man?
And Edgar Wright, who I kind of trust less as a director now. Because
of Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah.
And Ant-Man?
I don't know about Ant-Man. I don't know nothing about no Ant-Man. You can't make me, and you can't force me to say nothing. All right? All right, Copper? No, but anyway, But, you know, after watching Hot Fuzz and, you know, seeing that it's actually a much better made movie than Shaun of the Dead, I'm actually looking forward to seeing the third, you know, like the culmination of this whole trilogy kind of thing.
You know, this movie is about drinking.
I know it's about drinking. It's about trying to find a bar called The World's End.
Okay.
How did you feel about Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End?
They obviously found the bar.
No, the writers seriously, did. Like, I do enjoy Simon Pegg as a comedian. I like Edgar Wright's directing in Hot Fuzz and the way that he writes that one and things like that. And so, you know, it's something I'm looking forward to. I'm very purposely not looking into any material about it other than just seeing the three names and going, I'm going to watch.
And okay.
Hopefully that means that I go in there with medium expectations and they get exceeded, but Mike's like sort of smirking at me right now.
I don't know.
Medium expectations. That's what I'm going in there with.
It is an August release.
That's a bad sign, isn't it?
No, it just means go in with medium expectations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kevin. All right.
Okay, as you've all figured out by now, my number one is, of course, Six Fast, Six Furious.
Not Pacific Rim?
Oh, yeah, that too. Oh, wait. Yeah, yeah.
It's called Fast and the Furious 6.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Pacific Rim is like the Fast and the Furious 25 or something like that. Can you imagine Vin Diesel and The Rock in those, like, the robot piloting...
I'm fairly certain they're working
things.
On that right now.
It could be like the first G.I. Joe movie.
Yeah.
Or the second G.I. Joe movie. Or the upcoming third G.I. Joe movie.
Yep.
But yeah, it is in fact Pacific Rim because it is a giant robot monster movie. And that is what summer is made of for me. And quite frankly, it doesn't matter if it's good for me, mostly because, like, one of the most influential movies that I watched during my formative years was Robot Jocks, which was terrible.
Wow, I never thought we would ever talk about that movie on this show.
Yeah.
I never thought anyone would ever bring that movie up in my lifetime.
Yeah. And yet you remember it.
I do.
See?
Do they use the mobile trace system?
I don't think they do. I think they have a standard cockpit.
Let's keep moving on from the
John's got the number one movie of the summer. It is...
Forrest Gump.
No, that's the next list.
All right, you only have one ever.
I'm planning to go get a DVD of Forrest Gump. I'm going to watch that. Then we'll have a good time. But we'll talk about that later.
All right, so anyway.
Okay, Mike.
The number one movie for me this summer is Iron Man 3.
Are we going to say anything more about it?
I don't know, you guys are
good. We just spoiled
okay.
a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that's true. All right, that's fair.
Do you know about the Iron Patriot being in it?
Yes, I've seen trailer at least.
And so you know about the Hulkbuster armor.
So how much more of this do you want to spoil?
I saw it jump in at the end of the second trailer.
Okay, that's all I know. I've never seen any trailers. I just know this stuff's in them. All
right, so Kevin, your number one?
My number one is, of course, the usual Kevin choice, Before Midnight, the third film in the Before trilogy, the Richard Linklater movies, Before Sunrise and Before Sunset. There's 10 years between each one of these movies. I've been waiting 10 years for this movie.
Wow.
And at Sundance, everyone said it's just as good as you expect, maybe even better. It may probably even be the best one out of all three. So I am very, very excited about this.
Well,
I don't know anything about it. This is the kind of movie where if you know even how the setup is where the characters meet, that's a spoiler. So I'm just, like, so excited. It comes out in May, so I will be seeing that instead of...
Iron Man 3?
No, Iron Man 3 comes before it.
Oh, okay.
There's like some sort of release on the same weekend, and I'm just like, nope, gotta see Before Midnight.
Fair enough. So that's most of our top five movies of this summer, except for John. John has no movie that he wants to see ever.
He doesn't care. Not this summer.
Not this summer.
All right.
There's nothing there that's like, even listening to you guys, doesn't sound like you guys really want to watch any of these.
I want to watch
all five of mine.
Yeah, I actually want to watch...
I want to watch even more than all five of mine.
I actually want to watch World War Z.
I'm like, I want to see also The World's End and Your Next
Life,
and The Purge.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, I really want to watch The World's End. Honestly.
It's like
and
one movie.
The Purge.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. They're in all of these guys, and they're like, you know, yeah, when this movie, it's going to be horrible. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to leave. I'm not going to feel good about it. Every single one of your movies that you've been talking about.
All five of mine. I'm actually incredibly excited to see.
Not what I heard. You can
really?
You can listen to this again.
The Conjuring, Elysium, Much Ado About Nothing, Star Trek Into Darkness, Before Midnight. I'm like super excited to see all five of those movies.
Okay. All right. Are we going to go into our top five all-time summer movies?
Top five all-time summer movies. What is everybody's number one? Because it probably is all the same.
Really? Can't I think so.
Except for John's, with Forrest Gump.
You're not going to expect mine.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't really see
really?
Oh,
wow. Man, I don't think it's...
Because my number one summer movie is actually Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing.
Does that even count?
Yep.
Okay. That came out in summer? Well, I guess the movie was about being hot.
1989, I think.
And racial tensions.
And huge racial tensions.
Just some.
Just some. You know, Radio Raheem was...
And a beatbox. And a beatbox. Boombox.
It's a boombox. Radio Raheem.
Yeah. That's your number one?
That's my number one.
Wait, what's your number one?
That's a good question.
We'll keep
organized by... I don't have them organized by...
We're going straight into number one, because we got John's number one, which is Forrest Gump. This is like the memento of summer movie lists.
Wait, what?
We have to keep skipping around and reminding ourselves.
We're going back and forth. We're going to even get some tattoos.
A tattoo that says, do the right thing, strangely doesn't seem that bad.
I've got a Polaroid of Dom that says, don't trust his lies.
Mike?
That's a hell of a pig.
My number one movie is Singing in the Rain. It's my favorite musical movie, and it happened to be re-released in the summer.
Nice.
So you're getting... Does that count? I don't know. Does that count?
Does that count?
Does that even count? I don't think it came out in the summer.
Because I saw Beauty and the Beast in the summer.
In 2012, it was re-released during summer.
Oh my god, dude. That's...
I know.
That's so sketchy.
I could bump up my other summer movie.
Which was... What was it?
Once Upon a Time in China. With Jet Li.
I can believe that.
And
does that even count?
I know. Does
that even count?
This is what I'm saying. You thought that we were all going to have the same number one movie?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Here's the thing. Are we talking number one just overall, you know, quality movie, quality summer movie that we get, like, in our opinion?
Yeah.
We're talking about just the actual, like, summer movie experience.
Apparently, these guys, in opinion.
Okay, because they think. So, number one summer movie for me is probably going to be Jurassic Park, based on the merits of the movie itself.
There we go.
Yes.
Now we have two people with the exact same number one summer movie.
Because I knew that yours was going to be Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
Jurassic Park is the best summer movie of all time. It's the definition of what a summer movie is now. Plus, it's great.
Well, no, here's the thing. In terms of definitive... You know, this is a summer movie, this is going to be amazing, and just, you know, sitting in and waiting for it. You know what I'm going to say.
Star Trek Into Darkness?
No.
Robot Jocks?
Phantom Menace. Right up until we walked in and actually saw the movie.
Yeah.
There's a lot of build-up.
I kind of want to stop recording now.
Oh, I'm so sad.
Why?
Oh, Danny, why'd you have to bring in this whole different...
Oh my god,
down?
This is like telling me that someone died.
Well, no, here's the thing. That was
Macho Man Randy Savage.
I didn't know he was dead. But yeah, like the movie itself was, you know, disappointing, and that was what taught me about, you know, summer movies will always let you down. And
I do remember that movie coming out on the last day of school, and everyone being like, "Yeah!" Well, near the last day of school,
yeah,
and we're going, "Yeah, summer, yeah."
And this is right around the advent of, you know, the trailers being readily reviewable on, you know, on the computer.
We were so stupid.
So everyone was looking forward to it.
Everyone kept requesting Duel of the Fates on MTV just so they could see more footage.
And all of that energy went somewhere, and I'm not sure where, because I seem to have forgotten the entire existence of the franchise past that point. But they were working on something.
Couldn't we have a nice, innocent podcast where we don't bring up this movie?
You made this podcast about summer movies. You know what was in
this
box.
Not disappointments in your lifetime.
My lifetime is full of disappointments, thank you.
It even begins with the letter S.
Get used to disappointment. That's a line from my favorite movie of all time.
That you have now brought up the movie that defines everything that John was mentioning before.
What?
About
expectations?
Yeah.
Less than...
And like, I don't want to list movies.
Life
because
is pain, John. Anyone else is telling you something. Is selling you something, sorry.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks.
That's what happens when you start on one. You either get the top or the bottom.
You get the number one most disappointing movie of all time that happens to be released in the summer.
Yes, but if it makes you feel any better, the only reason why I feel that way, felt way in the first place, was because of Jurassic Park.
Hold, please.
I'm sorry, Dusty. I'm sorry about mentioning that movie in this house.
Poor guy.
That's true. Those can sense emotion.
Damn,
God,
he made Dusty throw
really
up.
I know, I'm sorry. I did not intend for the dog to throw up.
Oh, not the dog. That's something.
Yes, well, that really was the, you know, appropriate response to that, though. What if
yeah.
he's just going to bleep that out later?
Just
bleep out the answer.
He's just going to bleep out the Phantom Menace. You got to bring all this down, man.
Just cut it out. Danny, what's your number one? Mike, what's your number one?
No, I said Jurassic Park.
Yeah, and then that'll be the episode. Yeah, the thing about Jurassic Park for me is that that's what... It has less to do with summer and more about to do with school.
Hmm.
Because in school, a lot of the times during middle school, and I think maybe even once in like high school.
So where are we
like,
going to pick up?
We'll have like
a... I'll pick it up.
Okay.
I'll figure a way to edit it.
There was like an episode, like they were talking about DNA. And they were like, you know, watch Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
There's a DNA in it. And it's just like, I watched that movie like 7 or 8 times in class. It's just it's not
yeah,
summer
so
for me.
I'd like to formally apologize for bringing up the name of that which shall not be named and making your dog puke.
So, yeah, Danny brought up the Phantom Menace and my dog proceeded to throw up.
Which is
that's,
the proper response.
That's how you know he's my dog.
He's trained pretty well, apparently.
Yeah, he knows.
On further retrospect, I think I'm going to stick with Jurassic Park because that's, you know.
Correct. That is the correct answer. Any movie besides 3 possible movies is the correct answer.
Oh, jeez.
So wait, what are your other movies?
Well, in terms of actual entertainment value, it would be somewhere around, like, the first Iron Man.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I wasn't born for this, but it probably would have been cool to see the original Star Wars.
Hmm?
Spawn?
No. Maybe Spider-Man 2, I think.
Don't get your dog riled up, man.
let's see. Spider-Man 2 would be on there somewhere. What else?
Spawn came out in February.
It did? Jeez. So let's see. First Iron Man, Star Wars, maybe The Dark Knight. I still have to go back and watch that movie and see if it holds up to my memory of it. I can't remember what else was sort of defining to my summer, so I didn't get to see very many movies.
What about Danny and Mike?
Let's see. The two that immediately come to mind are... Actually, 3. Let's see. Independence Day.
That's one of those disappointing movies
really?
For me. I'm one of those people that really did not like Independence Day.
I don't know what you were expecting. Just
I was expecting things.
Yeah.
I need to get lower than no expectations.
I actually enjoyed Independence Day because I didn't have expectations.
Yeah.
So even though there are all those things wrong with it, I didn't really care.
It
yeah.
began my hatred of Dean Devlin and Roland Emmerich.
Welcome to Earth.
You should watch Leverage.
Leverage is fun.
You can redeem Dean Devlin.
Look, if I could forgive Dean Devlin for the Librarian series because of Leverage, I'm sure you can get past ID4. the other movie that I was thinking of was Men in Black, so I don't know how you feel about that one. And then there was a third one, which is not Wild Wild West, but I have to think about it for a second.
I like Wild Wild West.
Now I'm confused.
Is he playing with the ball, or is he throwing up more?
He's lying down.
All right, so anyway, I still haven't seen Jaws, you know that?
Jaws is on
wow.
my list.
It is on your list?
Jaws is actually the true definition of the summer movie. That was the first movie that caused that whole summer blockbuster concept.
Oh, yeah?
And Jaws is great.
Yeah, Jaws is quite good.
I'm surprised you've never seen Jaws.
I am surprised I've never seen Jaws also.
Like, that's a Sean Connery Celebrity Jeopardy joke. That would be Jaws.
But anyway, yeah.
I don't need this. I was in Jaws.
What was that?
It was
Richard Dreyfuss.
Star Wars audition.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I remember that now. He goes, I don't need this. I was
in
Jaws.
All right, but anyway, keep going. Sorry, we got kind of sidetracked by Dusty throwing up all over the place.
But yeah, like...
You don't know the other ones? Like...
Like, we're just naming off the rest of them. Since we already covered number one, the rest of them didn't
yeah.
matter as much.
The others that you don't have any others on your... I mean, sure. Okay, Mike wrote them all down.
Like, in terms
I'm
of
sure
like,
my other two ones are on his list.
Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park actually did watch in the theaters, come to think of it. So that would be on my list, pretty high up.
I have a weird list.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, in terms of movies,
is this a list that has like Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai on it?
I haven't seen that. It's on my Netflix.
Oh my god!
But yeah, that's the thing. When you say summer movies, I'm assuming you're referring to movies that you watched during the summer in a theater.
Yes, that came out in the summer.
Which is going to be somewhat limited for me because, as you guys know, I'm a big fan of movies. Back when I was a kid, and Miho hates movies.
Yeah, she does.
Hates them.
She likes knowing the endings, though.
Yes, that's the thing. She doesn't think they're boring. She just doesn't like to get sucked into them. She doesn't want to start watching because that means she's going to have to finish watching. So she immediately asks me for the ending to the movie, even if I haven't seen the movie yet. So I have to go look up the ending to the movie so I can figure out what it is.
But then, how do you watch the movie?
Knowing the ending from having looked it up for me.
I can either watch the movie after knowing the ending, or...
Not tell Miho about it?
Yeah.
So this show is just like how you watch movies.
Essentially.
You find out the endings, and then we say spoiler afterwards.
Yes. See, what else have you guys talked about? But Iron Man 3 isn't even out yet, and I already know half the plot for that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what everyone knows about it already.
War Machine
so, yeah.
becomes Iron Patriot. The 42 other suits get controlled by the Mandarin, and they destroy his summer house. And then he falls down and gets hurt, and then he has to rebuild. But then Pepper Potts takes over as rescue, and then everybody comes back. And the Iron Patriot joins up with Iron Man, and they defeat the League of Ten Rings, and the Mandarin escapes.
Okay.
Where's Extremis and all that?
There is no extremists. Oh, Guy Pearce is in that movie somehow. Oh, also he meets the Guardians of the Galaxy because
he has the
space suit.
The Guardians of the Galaxy?
He has a space suit.
Okay,
that's the end of. That's right after
is that
the trailers.
Gonna be the stinger.
That is going to be the stinger at the end of the credits. He's going
to
go
so
off into space in
the
space
the
suit,
credits.
And he's going to meet.
And then Rocket Raccoon's going to say, "What the hell are you doing?"
Yeah, and it's going to be voiced by.
I don't know who the voice of Raccoon is.
Oh.
Wait, do you actually know who the voice of Rocket Raccoon is
going to
be?
That would be a pretty big spoiler.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
We'll look into it later.
The fact that he goes into space and meets the Guardians of the Galaxy is not a spoiler, though.
Okay.
Are they owls? I know one of them's a raccoon. Are the rest of them owls?
God, I wish they were. What does it take to get another owl movie? Seriously.
Perhaps if the other ones were better.
Yeah, you have to actually have...
Now you're thinking like a person.
You're not thinking
you
like a studio executive.
Perhaps if the other ones made more money.
There you go.
That's not a summer movie. Never mind. Came out in November.
Yeah, it was a family...
Thanksgiving
like,
movie.
Yeah, it was a family Thanksgiving movie.
Guardians of Thanksgiving.
So, John, what's your number
like
one?
Like Rise of the Guardians of Thanksgiving?
Oh. His number one is Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Why?
Oh, that... back when I was in... how old was I? Maybe 11? I was going to the summer camp, and every week when I was at that summer camp, we used to go to a movie in the theaters. And at that time, on that specific year, there was like nothing out that even compared to Forrest Gump. So we went as the whole summer class to see sort of Forrest Gump around three times, and it was great.
Wait, you
every
saw
single
it
time.
Three times in the same day?
Three times around in like 3 weeks.
In the same summer.
Oh.
Because nothing else could do. So they watched it again.
That was 1993. There was Jurassic Park.
There was nothing better.
Oh, this was 1994.
It was Jurassic Park for
1994, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, it was also one of the movies when I was a kid, like, points where I started crying. Because it was just so emotional. It's a really great movie. And if you haven't seen it, go see it. Like I said, compared to everything else that's coming out, I'd rather just go get a DVD of it and watch it over again. That's fair.
Yeah.
1994 had The Lion King.
Yeah.
Speed.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I like Speed.
You mean the drug? Good night, everybody. This has been the S Words Podcast.
There's also
summer movies.
There's also Stargate.
This has been the S Words Podcast.
Well, hold up, Star Trek Generations.
You can find us at s-words-podcast.com.
Street Fighter, The Flintstones, Richie Rich,
and if you want to contact us,
Major League 2.
You can send an email to contact at s. Words-podcast.
The Santa Claus. Wait, that's a Christmas movie.
You think?
Wow, this 1994 was pretty bad.
Forrest Gump 3 times in the same summer.
Very little competition.
Wow, there's not much for summer movies. Wow, okay. I like Back to the Future and Raiders of the Lost Ark. I don't know why that's not remembered.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Mm.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl.
Mm. Mm.
Supercop, a.k.a. Police Story 3.
That does that even count?
That came out.
You're talking about the dubbed re-release that came out in the summer, right?
The stunts were the same.
That is true.
I'm going to count it.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail was re-released in 2001.
That's
about re-releases, man. Dubs I'll accept, but Monty Python and the Holy Grail was not.
He was
a
like,
dub.
My entire list will be re-releases.
No, these two films were actually released in summer. Mary Poppins and The Wizard of Oz.
Do those count as summer movies? Because
they came out in summer before the summer blockbuster concept happened.
I really should have said summer blockbusters.
It would have narrowed.
Oh, then I would have actually taken off Do the Right Thing from my list. That's quite true.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I don't know. I think I'm very excited about this summer, but I guess excited about every single summer and get disappointed.
Yeah,
but not this summer. Not this summer.
Yeah.
Because you're lowering your expectations?
No, because I'm picking better choices and not seeing movies that I thought I might want to see.
Oh.
The whole concept of skipping superhero movies has helped a lot.
That's true.
Yeah. There are a few good superhero movies.
I know. There's none, almost.
Iron Man 1, Spider-Man 2, maybe The Dark Knight. I think that might be it.
We're going to get so many people writing in.
The first Superman.
How could you not like Captain America? Have you seen his bare chest? It's so sexy.
I don't think those are our listeners.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. The truth came out.
Twice. I want my Sherlock Holmes episode.
Sherlock Holmes?
Sherlock Holmes, I recorded
the podcast episode.
And that's also a lost episode along with South Park. Yours was because it was stolen. Mine was because my laptop died.
So it is lost?
So it is a lost one.
Wow.
It's still on his laptop.
It's lost. Let's see how you play.
Why do you keep changing the answer?
Because I was trying to remember what had happened to it, because I've changed laptops twice since then.
Well, the main thing is the secondary one required information that Kevin didn't necessarily have when he was writing those questions. Like, Kevin didn't know what happened to the Sherlock episode.
I didn't even know that you recorded one. I had no idea there were two hidden episodes.
Two lost episodes.
Two lost episodes that are uploaded on the site somewhere mysterious.
So anyway.
Don't go looking for them.
Sorry, what were we talking about again?
This is the end of the summer movies episode. I'm totally going to edit a whole bunch of stuff around so we can make this episode a lot more tight.
A little bit. You mean you're going to cut out the 5 minutes of Dusty throwing up?
No,
and Mike whistling the Forrest Gump theme?
That happened?
That happened. He's like, oh, we're recording. Good night, everybody. This is s-words-podcast.com.
What?
What?
This is the end of the S-Words podcast on summer movies from 2013. You can find us online at www.s-words-podcast.com. Email us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. And we're also on Twitter, twitter.com/s_words, which is really Dom's Twitter account, but he'll answer your questions anyways.
I will answer your questions. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks, Dusty.
Good job, Dom.
I'm sorry.
This has been the s-words-podcast.com podcast.
Those are going to be both of the bloopers, aren't they?
I don't even cut this stuff.
Good night, everybody.
If you listen to this episode and you hear a part that said, oh, cut this part out, and I didn't cut it out, please tell me.
We might send you a button.
We still have them.
We still have them. It's true.
I found them.
Nice.
Hello, and welcome to the S-Words podcast. Thanks, Dom.